The following is a KMOX Sports presentation.
Blues now on the offensive draw, and here's Jaden Schwartz. In behind the net for Shen. Puck along the wing. Bouwmeester touched it back to Shen. Gets it to Schwartz on the near side in front. Forced to Bouwmeester, knocked away. Tarasenko, a slapper. They score! Tarasenko's shot deflected to Jaden Schwartz. He tapped it in the open 4x6. And the Blues have taken a 2-0 lead with 16:55 to play in the second period. Sharks get it back by Pavelski at the line. Put it into the far corner, and Bouwmeester will clear. That creates a shot. Tarasenko tripped up, breakaway. He shoots, save made. And that's a penalty shot. Good call, Mr. Thorburn. I always wonder sometimes if they're going to give him.
Right.
But as the defenseman tripped up Vladimir Tarasenko, a penalty shot has been awarded. Vladimir Tarasenko, he will come in on the penalty shot. And in shootout scenarios for the St. Louis Blues, Vladimir Tarasenko comes in. He shoots, scores! What a shot, glove side! 3-0 Blues as Tarasenko scores on the penalty shot. 13:07 to go in the second period of play. With the victory today, the St. Louis Blues will set a new franchise record for most playoff wins in a playoff season, with number 11, Binnington, setting the same record for the Blues from a goalie standpoint. 2 seconds to go, that'll do it. Bring out the Zamboni. Jordan Binnington records his first ever playoff shutout as the St. Louis Blues win 5-0 behind a hat trick from Jaden Schwartz. They take a 3-2 series lead and come home for game 6 on Tuesday night in St. Louis, with a chance to move on to the Stanley Cup Final. What a game.
Welcome
in store.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Well, a happy Monday, everyone, and welcome in. Alex Ferrario with you. Game 6. Here we sit. Less than 24 hours, well, a little over 24 hours, away from puck drop. And a chance for the St. Louis Blues to head to their first Stanley Cup final since 1970. What an unreal season to be sitting here and talking about a shot at a Stanley Cup. 4 wins potentially away after you find a way to defeat the San Jose Sharks this evening. So much to get into tonight. Plenty of hockey talk, as you would imagine, here until 10 o'clock this evening. Throw in some baseball conversation as well. We'll have Chili's Week in Hockey. Amy Markscores will hop in from 8 to 10 o'clock. Then, of course, we have Sports Open Line until 8 o'clock this evening. Here's kind of what we have for you tonight. Bill Lindsay of NHL Network is going to join me in my next segment. We'll talk plenty Blues, a little Boston Bruins as well, as they continue to wait for the team that they will take on. They're going to wait until May 27th, when game one of the Stanley Cup final gets underway. It's going to be 10 days. 10 days, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe a little more than that. I think I might be wrong on the 10 days, but over a week, nearly 2 weeks of waiting to take on an opponent in the Stanley Cup final. Good or bad? We'll find out. We'll talk with Bill Lindsay, former NHLer, about that. Darren Pang of Fox Sports Midwest will join us in our next hour. We'll talk more Blues hockey with him. And we're going to talk with Rex Hudler next hour to get a little baseball conversation as the Royals roll into town tomorrow night for 2 games and a start to the I-70 series. And then you get 3 games against the Atlanta Braves this weekend. And then, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour until 10 o'clock, it's Chili's Week in Hockey. Keith Tkachuk, Big Walt, is going to join us to talk a little Blues side. We'll also hear from Joe Vitale, and Judd Surratt, the play-by-play guy for the Boston Bruins, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but it'd be nice to talk to the Boston side to find out what has been going so well for this Bruins team that swept the Carolina Hurricanes. And of course, we're going to take your phone calls tonight, 314-436-7900, telephone number, also the text line. If you want, you can tweet me at Ferrario KMOX. You can tweet us at KMOX Sports. Bring your Blues topics, Blues conversations to us, Cardinals topics as well. We'll dive into it, but I got a feeling everyone's got hockey on their brain so far tonight. So a couple of things I wanted to touch on with the Blues before we dive into it with Bill Lindsay. First, let's start on the response from this team this series. It's incredible to me that you can sit here and talk about game one being a 6-3 final score, where I think a lot of Blues fans' eyes were opened in game one, where it was, oh boy, this might not be as easy of a series as it looks. Game two, the Blues respond and dominate. Game three, the hand pass. If you take into consideration what these guys are probably thinking right now, to the Blues, this series should be over because of that hand pass that was not called in game three. But they didn't complain once about it. Didn't care about a hand pass, didn't care that they should have won that game or the game should have at least continued to play. They eliminated the conversation of, well, it was a hand pass. They stopped talking about it. Alex Pietrangelo cut people off in the locker room and said, I've already talked about it. We're done. No more. That's the effect of Craig Berube. Craig Berube has trained these players to not only forget about things that happen in games, he's trained them to forget about the game and focus on the next one. If you were to talk to any of those players, which we had a chance to this afternoon, they're not even mentioning the previous game. It's all about focusing on tomorrow night, focusing on finding a way to defeat the San Jose Sharks. It's not going to be an easy task. But the response from this team to not only avoid the complaints, but to also get to their game faster, to me, is the difference in this series. Listen to a couple of the San Jose Sharks players. This is Erik Karlsson after game three.
Well, we weren't playing handball, were we? So we're playing hockey. I think, you know, we deserve to win this game. And at the end of the day, I think that neither team, you know, drew the shortest stick on any of the calls out there. So it's a fair game.
Then you got game one with Erik Karlsson sitting there talking about how the Blues were trying to do something else and they were just trying to play hockey. You have Pete DeBoer talking about how they should not call their team lucky because what they've done to get to this point is not luck. And then you have Pete DeBoer after game five because of a non-call of a good hit by Ivan Barbashev on Tomas Hertl, which kept Hertl out of the game. No review from the disciplinary side of the NHL. This was Pete DeBoer.
Arguably a five-minute major on Tommy Hertl that if it's called, you know, that's a momentum-changing play right there. You know, but we come out of the first down 1-0, and then Hertl can't go. Karlsson can't go. And so we started taking on some water.
I'm hearing complaints after complaints after complaints. Go listen to Craig Berube's press conference after game three. Wasn't worried about it. The complaint side of it, I feel like, is karma, is hockey karma. That's hockey karma coming back to bite you because you're worried about other things that can outcome the game. You're worried about a potential five-minute major so your team can get back into the hockey game. What is this, the series against the Las Vegas Golden Knights? No, you can't rely on that if you want to win a Stanley Cup. Think of the adversity that this Blues team has gone through this season. Jake Allen struggling. Vladimir Tarasenko not appearing a majority of the regular season. Jaden Schwartz invisible in the regular season. Alex Pietrangelo having a slow start to the top of the season. Injuries have taken a toll on this team. No Petro. You remember in December when you went through a stretch where you lost about four players at once? Doesn't matter. They lose a game because of a hand pass, and they still find ways to win. That, to me, is the changing factor of this series, which is why I really don't have any concerns for tomorrow night. Now, I know people are asking and curious about Erik Karlsson and Tomas Hertl. Who knows if they're going to play? We'll dive into this with Bill Lindsay and Darren Pang. I'll say this, though. The smart move is not to put either of those two into the lineup and play with some younger players, because I don't think you want to put a guy who's 60-65% into a game, who's already a defensive liability, but then on top of it, you put an Erik Karlsson in the lineup. I don't think you want to take a chance with that. So we'll have to wait and see until tomorrow's skate what will take place. There's no doubt that Erik Karlsson was riling in pain during that game four, which is why he didn't play in the third period. And then, of course, you talk about the offense, the resurgence of guys like Jaden Schwartz and Vladimir Tarasenko. I thought both of those players had an incredible game in game four. Amy and I talked about it on our post-game show of not only how great Jaden Schwartz is in terms of going in front of the net and fighting to get some type of stick on a puck, but it's Vladimir Tarasenko throwing his body around, forcing turnovers, and making incredible passes. If that line is playing at that level, I don't think San Jose has a chance tomorrow. Plain and simple. I just don't think they got a chance. But we're going to have to wait a little over 24 hours to see. Listen, about 24 hours. 24 hours. We're going to stick with that math because my math is just doing wonders for me so far this evening. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame skate. That'll be on Y98. And, of course, it'll join KMOX after the Cardinals game. Cardinals and Royals tomorrow night. Again, we'll talk with Rex Hudler next hour, the former St. Louis Cardinal and, of course, the television analyst for the Kansas City Royals. We'll get into that. And, look, I think it's good that the Cardinals are coming home because the road has not done them wonders, at least in the month of May. But, I mean, let's be honest here. Nothing has done them wonders in the month of May. 2-5 on your previous homestand. Only 2 wins on this road trip. Things need to change, and I think the best thing that could happen to the Cardinals right now is what's going on with the Blues, having them make this run to where, you know, there's not as much scrutiny on the Cardinals and they can take their time in trying to figure things out. I mean, you got a feeling it will figure itself out because of how good guys are on the offensive side, like a Dexter Fowler who hit that tying home run yesterday, and of course how good Paul DeJong and Jose Martinez have been. The other guys will find their way, and then you got to just figure out what to do with that starting pitching and the rotation. So we'll talk about that with Rex Hudler, and again, plenty of hockey conversation with you. 314-436-7900 telephone number and text line. You can also tweet me at Ferrario KMOX or at KMOX Sports. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Bill Lindsay, NHL Network, former NHL forward, a part of that Florida Panthers Stanley Cup, well, opponent team. They lost to the Colorado Avalanche. We'll talk Blues and Stanley Cup playoffs with Bill Lindsay next on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Don't forget, we got our game day podcast tomorrow as well. Cam Jansen will be out, so we'll have to find a replacement for him. Hey, maybe Amy Mark scores. I'll convince her to be a part of the game day podcast. But check it out. It'll be on all social media and KMOX's website at about 12 o'clock, 12:30. So get all your fixing for game 6 between the Blues and San Jose Sharks. And again, that's a 7 o'clock puck drop tomorrow night. Taking your phone calls this evening as well, all the way up until 10 o'clock, 314-436-7900. It's a telephone number and text line. You can use Twitter as well, Ferrario KMOX, or at KMOX Sports. I'm going to throw this question out before we welcome in Bill Lindsay. Is tomorrow the biggest game in franchise history? I'm going to let that sink in for you Blues fans out there. Call in, give your thoughts, and we'll discuss later on. But we welcome in Bill Lindsay now, a former NHL forward, a part of that Florida Panthers team that went to the Stanley Cup final. Now he's a part of NHL Network, and he hops on with us this evening. Bill, it's great to have you on tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what's the thought process right now in the NHL Network headquarters watching this Blues team play very well against the San Jose Sharks?
They've improved a lot over the course of this series. That's what I've been most impressed with. Their defense struggled early, especially game one. There were some giveaways. Even in the second game that they lost, their defense had some problems with the puck. But what I was really impressed with in game four, all of a sudden they were able to make the tape-to-tape passes, started to work that transition game, started to get some scoring chances, and they buttoned down defensively. So it's the effectiveness of the defenseman to move the puck, and some of the speed up front. You're getting more chances off the rush. St. Louis is also very good on the cycle. San Jose is good in that area. But where the difference has been in this series, there hasn't been the two-on-ones, three-on-twos coming back, especially the last two games against St. Louis. They've been able to clog up that neutral zone and make San Jose work for everything. And because of that, you're starting to see some giveaways from San Jose. And it's been a physical series, and unfortunately for San Jose, they've been on the end that's taken the worst beating. They're a team that is really beaten up health-wise. So going into Game 6, all the momentum, it's a super opportunity for St. Louis to close out the series.
Yeah, it really is, Bill. And when you go back to that Game 3, the hand pass that so many people were talking about, are you impressed by how the Blues took that Game 3, completely erased it from their memory, really moments after the end of the game, and then they were already prepared for games 4 and games 5. And I mean, we've seen in both of those games, they pretty much dominated out those two outings.
They did. And if you're a professional athlete and you're in this, even in the world in general, whatever it is, if adversity happens, it's happened, correct? So you have to just concentrate on the next thing moving forward. If you use that for an excuse, or if you blame someone, then you're just making excuses, and all of a sudden, because of the way you feel, that person you're blaming, you're giving the onus to them.
Yeah.
Just take responsibility that it happened. How do we fix it, and how do we move forward? And that's a credit to the coaching staff, the players in that locker room, great athletes, people in general that are able to accept stuff and know that it's the past, and they just have to concentrate on what's next because there's nothing that you can absolutely do about it. So it shows the character in that locker room and shows that they really have their focus where it needs to be, and they're not going to worry. If it's a bad goal, whatever happens, just move on to the next best thing and try and improve on it, and they've been able to do that.
Do you think because of some of the comments we've heard out of the Sharks locker room after game one with Erik Karlsson's comments about, you know, they were doing something else and we were playing hockey, and do you feel like that the Sharks have fallen guilty of that, what you just talked about, of having comments and not brushing things off?
Yes, I would agree. Even Peter DeBoer in his press conference yesterday arguing about the Barbashevs should have been 5 minutes. If you look back at some of the breaks that they've had, that's not the way to go. If I'm a coach, I'm just like, okay, we lost the game, we played poor, got some injuries. We're going to focus on the bodies that we have. And so you see San Jose with those comments, and they're kind of going the other way that you guys went from the hand pass.
Yeah.
They're starting to look for excuses to what happened. And they're a team that's gotten a lot of breaks. But when you start looking excuses, starting pointing fingers, then you are giving your players in that locker room, you're giving them an exit, an out. If you lose, it's because of this. It's not because of that. It's because of the way you played and the things it handled. And Erik Karlsson, with those comments, I was always taught, every team that I was on when we got in the playoffs was always just, if you played well, handle it in a humble way, and you won the game and lost, just give the other team credit and just say that you have to do better. But when you start doing less stuff like that, you will definitely give the other team some motivation.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's funny, Bill, because if you think about it, especially after the most previous game yesterday afternoon, you could really tell that the Blues are in the Sharks' head.
Yeah, someone else isn't playing hockey now.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's switched. And if it comes down to it, and you look the goaltending, Binnington, what he's been able to do the last game, Martin Jones, from my standpoint in this series, has gone back into that inconsistency mode that he's had all season. It's hit or miss with him. Bennington's had his moments where he's been not his best, but when it comes crunch time, that kid's got a self-belief and awareness that he's going to get the job done. That kind of filters through that whole St. Louis team, and they are in their heads, and that's why you have to be able to close it out in Game 6.
Again,
everything, they're starting to make excuses and everything. But your team, it was the best team since January 2nd in the NHL, and they're starting to show it in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Again, we're talking with Bill Lindsay of NHL Network, former NHL forward throughout his career. And, Bill, I'm curious, when you get to this point as a player, because you were at this point as a player with the Florida Panthers back in the 90s, but when you hit this point where the elimination factor is right in front of you, you're playing at home, and it's just one more game, how hard is that as a player to try and eliminate that factor from your mind going into what you know is an elimination game?
The toughest game is to win that fourth game. And you just got to, as you talked about, the best thing you can do is approach every day. I wouldn't even talk about a next game or a game seven ever, or the series, whatever, with that hand pass. Okay, next game. Worry about your next shift. Worry about the first shift. Worry about the next period. And stay in the moment. Stay in the present. If you get caught looking out of the present, then you're going to get lost as an athlete. Don't even think it's an elimination game or a game that you could go to the Stanley Cup. Once those thoughts start to creep in your head, it's going to cause problems. Go in, do your same routine, focus, and then just play your game and see where it plays out at the end of that. On the other side, we were down 3-2 when we went to the Stanley Cup, went back home, won game 6. And when it gets into a Game 7 scenario, then it's all changed. It just comes down to one game, so the mindset on both sides is completely different. So you got them on the ropes like this, and this is when you have to deliver that knockout punch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Dan. What are your thoughts on what Jaden Schwartz has done, Bill? I mean, a guy who had 11 goals in the regular season and now has put up 12 in the postseason run. It's not lucky bounces that he's getting either. He is just completely dominating when he's on the ice.
He's got a work ethic, a tenacity, and he's willing to go to the front of the net. It's starting to show. And I really don't evaluate players much on the regular season if they can do this kind of stuff in the playoffs. If you can raise and elevate your game when it matters most, it's nice to put up super numbers during the regular season, but playoff hockey is a whole different beast, and it's a whole different level of speed, intensity, everything. So you score 11 goals in the regular season, all of a sudden you have this in the tank and are able to show that you can elevate your game and take it to another level. Just speaks volumes of his work ethic and what he's able to do and the drive. And when the pressure's on, whatever athletes, if you look at them, if you look at golf, major tournaments, if you look at the NBA when it comes down, Michael Jordan, those, it's just those players that want to go out there, and they're not afraid to fail. They want to succeed. So when they step on that ice, it's not, no, there's no fright in them. It's, I want to win this game. I want to be the best player. And Jaden Schwartz has that attitude.
Yeah, definitely does when he's out there on the ice. So, Bill, give me your thoughts. Do you play Erik Karlsson in Game 6 if he says he's good to go? Or do you take a chance and just put someone who you know is 100% in the lineup?
The only way that I'd play Erik Karlsson is if I dress 7D with Peter DeBoer and go with 11 forwards and shorten it up. And I'd spot Karlsson maybe a couple of shifts, and just if the power play was there, 4-on-4 situations where he has some ice that it's not as intense, then I would use him in those situations. But he's become a liability. You can tell he doesn't have that explosiveness to his step, so you'd have to really kind of shelter him in his minutes, and I don't know if that would work. So that's going to be – Peter DeBoer's got some tough lineup decisions. I'm not sure where Pavelski's at, everything. So that's when you're going into it with all those uncertainties. If you're on the other side and you're the Blues, you got to think, let's go. Even if Karlsson's out there, you got to bang him. You got to make it really tough on him. If he's not, then you're going to have a lesser player in the lineup, and you got to have that same type of approach. But can't worry what's on the other side. Just factor in and do the best you can on your side and take care of business.
Yeah, and you know that physical presence will be there with Craig Berube behind the bench. There's no doubt about it. Bill, you played against the St. Louis Blues an awful lot in your career. You know how much hockey means to the city of St. Louis. What do you think getting to the Stanley Cup final is going to mean for this city?
A lot. It's been around for a long time. There's been so many great players that have gone through there. If you look over the years in the list, even including Gretzky and Hall, all the way back to Bernie Federico, Brian Sutter, those type of players. And since 1970, it's been a long, long time. So for that city, it's sports passionate. When you take there, you see what the Cardinals are able to do with what they draw. And so this Blues team, with hockey, and they supported them. They're always there at the rink. I think it would mean the world. That's a fantastic sports city. It's a fantastic hockey city, and like anywhere else. But if they work and deserve it, this team and that city will be fully behind them, and they fully deserve it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. One more for you, Bill Lindsay, and make sure you check out Bill on NHL Now, NHL Tonight, and NHL Network, as they will have on-site coverage throughout the Stanley Cup Final. Bill, Boston Bruins awaiting the opponent in the Stanley Cup Final, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but whoever is going to match up with the Boston Bruins, how dangerous is that team truly going to be, even with the 10-plus days that they have been off?
It's going to be a tough test. The East was a stronger division all season. It was to get in the playoffs in the East was much tougher. Bruce Cassidy had all kinds of injuries during the course of the year. He's done a heck of a job with that team managing injuries. Next man up, it doesn't matter. And Tuukka Rask is a beast of his own. That's a goaltender that you have not seen in the West like Tuukka Rask and where he's at. So maybe he'll dip with those days off, but who knows? You got that top line with Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak, who's just as good defensively as they are offensively. They got a fourth line that they play at home against the other team's top lines. There's balance. Power play's good. Penalty kill's good. So if you want a true heavyweight matchup and you want to win the Stanley Cup, if you beat that team, then that's what it's about, because that's going to be the sternest test for St. Louis. And hopefully, if it is St. Louis and Boston is there, hopefully they'll be able to give some pushback, because your four lines are deep. Your fourth line has been just scintillating and awesome in this series. So you have some depth as well. So it'll go down, and really it'll come down to the rookie Binnington, in my opinion. Can he stand up and be the equal of Tuukka Rask on the other side? If he can, then you'll have a chance.
I'm already getting goosebumps talking about it. Bill Lindsay, we love having you on with us here in St. Louis. Great work on NHL Network as always, and can't wait to hopefully see you in St. Louis for the Stanley Cup Final.
All right, best of luck tomorrow. I wish you all the best.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. Binnington versus Rask. Think of those numbers right now. Rask is putting up unreal numbers in the postseason. Binnington has been putting up unreal numbers since January. We're going to have to dive into that a little bit later on tonight. Rich, Scott, stay on the line. 314-436-7900. We'll take some phone calls, talk a little more Blues next to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour on KMOX.
Come back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Plenty more hockey talk to get into next hour. We'll also take a little Cardinals conversation as well. Rex Hudler will join us, the television analyst for the Kansas City Royals. But in our final few minutes, we'll take a couple of phone calls. The Blues fans very amped up for this one tomorrow night. Game 6, Sharks and Blues. Scott is on the line. Scott, what's going on?
Hi there. I grew up in St. Louis, and I went to a lot of big games. I went to Game 1 of the 1970 Finals. I went to Red Berenson's first game back in St. Louis after being traded. Monday Night Miracle. Now I live in the D.C. area, and I saw how exciting it is to have the finals in your town, and it's amazing. And let me tell you, one of the ways that has impressed me with Craig Berube is he has handled this similar to the way Barry Trotz handled the finals last year for the Capitals. Capitals kind of got jobbed on a missed call in Game 1, and they never lost a game after that. And the same thing's happening with the Blues now. They haven't lost since the hand pass. So let's go Blues. Tomorrow's a big night.
There we go. Scott, awesome, buddy. Let's go Blues indeed. That's an interesting point. I do remember that Washington Capitals series and how Barry Trotz handled his team. Big reason why they made their way on to win the Stanley Cup, but you also take into consideration how they used some of their players. And look, their depth guys won that game for them. Devontae Smith-Pelly was an MVP in that series. A guy that's a fourth-line player was an MVP for the Washington Capitals to win the Stanley Cup. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm convinced that the whole hand pass thing, it galvanized the team. The Sharks gave us a gift when they did that. And so we're going to the Cup. I think it's going to happen tomorrow. Now my question is, what about all the rest that the Bruins have had? And then the Blues, if they win tomorrow, then they've got, what, like 5 days before the start of the Cup? I mean, is it going to work in our favor? Or is it going to work against us? Because someone told me that a lot of times when a team has over a week off from playing, that it hurts their momentum, and they, you know, it could be favorable to the Blues that you know, we're getting a little less rest, but we're still getting plenty of rest.
Yeah, it's a good question, Rob. Thanks for the phone call. You know, in terms of teams that are waiting, that's so hard to judge. I mean, look, you could have a team that is playing red-hot hockey and then sits for 14 days and continues to play red-hot hockey, or you could have a team that barely makes it into the playoffs and is playing their best hockey and then knocked out immediately. Honestly, I think it could benefit the Boston Bruins to rest for a little bit. They didn't have Zdeno Chara in Game 4 against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, some of that could have just been precautionary, thinking that, look, we're up 3-0. Let's sit the guy and make sure he's available for the next round. But they got some injured guys that they could be getting back from it. So it could benefit them that way. But yeah, I mean, look, the Blues won't be playing for 6 days if they win tomorrow night. Or I guess I should say 5 days after they win, if they win tomorrow night. So 5 days is, you know, of course, long, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's such a hard factor to judge. I would say it benefits the Blues more than it benefits the Boston Bruins of playing more before you get into the next round than Boston for being off as long as they are. But again, who knows? it's funny, if you look at it, Columbus Blue Jackets swept the Tampa Bay Lightning. Boston and Toronto win seven games. Boston beat Columbus in game six. Carolina sweeps the New York Islanders. Boston goes six games. Boston beats Carolina in four. So if you read into the numbers that way, then yeah, that could affect you, but this is hockey, man. You just, you can't predict the outcome of a series in NHL. Maybe in baseball, maybe in NBA, heck, maybe even in the NFL because it's just one game, but you cannot predict what takes place in playoffs for the NHL. A couple of quotes I wanted to, pieces I wanted you to hear from this afternoon's media availability. Here was Alex Pietrangelo talking about winning a Stanley Cup or even making it to the Stanley Cup final, not just for the city and the fans, but for guys like Bobby Plager and guys like Brett Hall, anybody who's put on the blue note, what that means to them.
This organization, it's obviously we've come close before, and there's been a lot of people who've been around this organization for a long time. And you know what? And you talk about, and those are the people that have invested a lot of time and energy into the organization. Fans that have been, you talk to, that have been fans for countless years, and guys that you're playing with right now, guys like Bo and Steiner, and well, Bo's, you're up there too now. But, you know, guys who have been around and played a long time waiting for this opportunity. So you want to push forward. You want to give your best effort to give guys those opportunity. And I guess for someone like myself, the more you play, the older you get, you realize that these opportunities may not come all the time, and you want to make sure you take advantage of
them. That's the other factor in this. In my final minute before we got a break for the top of the hour news, people talk so much about Joe Thornton winning a Stanley Cup and what that would mean for the San Jose Sharks and the city of San Jose. Let's take into consideration the guys who have been around the NHL for a long time on the Blues side. You got Jay Bouwmeester, who has been in the NHL just as long as Joe Thornton. I mean, he was drafted in 2002. He's 35 years old. Now, of course, Joe Thornton was drafted way before that because of the beard. The beard looks like it was drafted back in 2002. He was drafted back in 97, so 5 years before Jay Bouwmeester, but still. And then you take into consideration Alexander Steen, who's been in the NHL for a long time, been in Toronto, and then, of course, over with the St. Louis Blues. He was drafted back in, if I'm not mistaken, 2002 as well. That's two guys who have been in the league 5 years less than Joe Thornton that have not won a Stanley Cup, that have history of being significant players in the NHL. Tell you what, man, storylines are there for the Boston Bruins Blues series, but got to find a way to get through the San Jose Sharks first. We'll take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll come back and talk more hockey. Darren Pang, Rex Hudler, all coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.